We have a very deliberate program that we're looking at over the coming years to modernize and recapitalize our two legs of the triad. First, I'd like to state just how important it is that the triad, which our administration and our Department of Defense has once again has stated that it's vital that we keep a triad for strategic nuclear deterrence. And that, of course, is our two legs, which is intercontinental ballistic missiles and bombers. And, of course, the Navy's contribution is continuous at-sea deterrence with their submarine fleet. We believe as Department of Defense and certainly United States Air Force that all three legs of this triad is complementary. And therefore, it's important that we modernize and recapitalize all three legs as we move forward to provide the best defense for America in its really only existential threat that it faces. And that, of course, is from the nuclear threat. Strategic nuclear deterrence is as important today as it was in the 60s and in the 70s and the 80s and the 90s. It's as relevant today as it's always has been. And so realizing that, the Air Force has to recapitalize and modernize its equipment, which you stated is aging. Most of our spending today currently on our two legs of the triad goes to operating the technology and the weapons and the platforms of systems that were designed in the 60s, many times procured in the 70s, and in a couple of cases, as late as the 80s. So as you could see, all of these are decades old, and they require us to put some money into recapitalize and modernize it. And as the president said, and this is, I like to start every talk I do about this, is what are we trying to do? We're trying to do what the president has said for us to do. As we know, our nation's goal is a world free of nuclear weapons. And until that happy day comes, though, as long as nuclear weapons exist, we'll maintain a safe, secure, and effective stockpile for us and our allies to both deter and to assure our allies that we can do so. That is what the president has asked us what to do. In order to do that effectively in the coming years, in the coming decades, we absolutely have to modernize. We have to recapitalize these systems.
So what kinds of efforts are you undertaking now to achieve that goal?
Well, our two legs. First of all, the Navy has a very important effort as they move forward to Ohio-class replacement for theirs. In conjunction, the United States Air Force is going to make numerous recapitalization and modernization work on our ICBM fleet. The Minuteman III missile is a 1970s technology. While it's had a spectacularly successful ability to stay relevant and for us to be able to sustain it, it now absolutely has a few components that are going to have to be replaced, that are going to have to be modernized, whether they be in the realm of propulsion, in the realm of guidance systems. And of course, the actual weapons that they carry also will need to be life extended in the coming years. And what we mean by that is we're not making any of the weapons themselves more powerful or more effective. We're just making sure that we can maintain its safety, its surety, its security, and its reliability and effectiveness. So while we're doing that for our ICBM fleet, we're also embarking on the ground-based strategic deterrent, which is the follow-on to the Minuteman III. Now, we're going to keep the Minuteman III going to about 2030, maybe a couple of years beyond that. By then, we hope to have the ground-based strategic deterrent, which will be a replacement for it. In the meantime, though, we have to recapitalize and modernize what we have. Now, on the other leg of the triad, we have a bomber fleet that is old. Our youngest bomber is a 25-year-old B-2. B-52s are exceptionally old. Most of them, the ones that we have now, were built in 1960, 1961. So it's vitally important that we not only move forward on a replacement for the B-52, which is our long-range strike bomber, but we also, in the meantime, make certain upgrades to our B-52 force, certain upgrades to our B-2 force, and also the weapons that they carry need to be life extended. In the case of the ALCM, the air-launched cruise missile, we need to replace that with a long-range strike, the LRSO. that will replace a cruise missile that was first came on board in the early 80s, was only supposed to have about a 10-year lifespan, and we're currently keeping that weapon system viable. However, there comes a time where you just have to say, how much longer, how much more money are we going to put into a system that is already decades beyond what it was supposed to be? So we're fundamentally focusing on recapitalizing and modernizing our entire two legs of the triad, from the platforms themselves to the weapons to the nuclear explosive packages that they use to deter and protect America. All those have to be replaced. And people will say, well, why are you trying to all do it now? Well, we probably should have been doing this over the past 25, 30 years. But good people making tough decisions decided that they would have other priorities. Well, now all those bills are coming due. And it's vitally important that we get on with the business of recapitalizing, modernizing our nuclear triad.
Let's talk about that long-range strike bomber for a minute. Can you get into some of what its capabilities will be and what we can expect
from
that?
Here's what I can tell you. And this is what I like to talk about when people say, hey, well, tell me about the bomber. Why do we need this long-range strike bomber? Well, I could, if I read you into the program, I could show you all the top secret data that shows why we need to do this so we could penetrate enemy air defenses in the future, all other stuff. And I guarantee you'd be convinced, but I can't do that. So here is why we need a long-range strike bomber to defend America, because it's the very essence of why there is a United States Air Force. And that is to, in a matter of hours to, at worst, a number of days, make sure that no enemy out there has sanctuary from the power of America to destroy a threat to America or its allies. The long-range strike bomber, long-range strike aviation, which in conjunction with the F-35, which is a fifth-generation fighter, which we have, our new tanker, which allows us to make sure there is no sanctuary for any of our enemies. This triad, if you will, of a new tanker, the fifth-generation fighter, and a long-range strike bomber means that someday in the future, no one has to walk into the Oval Office and say, Mr. President or Madam President, I am so very sorry, but we cannot neutralize that threat to America. So when people say, why do you need a long-range strike bomber? Well, you need it for that alone. But when you look at all the other many reasons why we're going to need that capability in the future, and the fact of the matter is we've always needed the capability to penetrate enemy air defenses to neutralize threats to us. We will need that in the future. And people say, but you want a cruise missile. Well, why do you need to have both? Well, because it is important to have both standoff and direct attack. That has also been true. So this new bomber will have the ability to do both, which is provide an exceptional deterrent force, conventionally and strategically, nuclear strategically, to be able to, from a standoff realm or from a penetrating realm, to destroy any target that threatens America or its allies, and to do it, if need be, from the continental United States. So, and one last thing before we leave this. Right now, there are sons and daughters that are flying the same airplane that their fathers and mothers flew. For example, my son's a B-52 pilot, and he flies the same tail numbers I flew as a young lieutenant in the early 1980s. And that's true because this is an older bomber, and we have an old fleet that needs to be recapitalized throughout the Air Force. But he just had the world's greatest grandson. He's 10 months old, and that young man, Josh, was hopefully someday is going to graduate to a class of 2036 United States Air Force Academy. And let me tell you, he has the possibility of flying the same tail number I flew. And you have to ask when people say, well, but we don't want to spend money on that. Well, fine. Then you have every right as an American citizen to say, we don't need to make this investment. We don't want to do that. Then fine. And I want you to stand up with me right now and say, then I will send my grandchild into combat with yours in an 80-year-old airplane to defend America. And if you're willing to do that, then go ahead and say, we don't need to invest in that capability. Because the fact of the matter is, in 2040, our grandchildren will go into combat when they're told to do, just like their grandparents did and their great-grandparents did. And I don't think the American people want to send them in 80-year-old airplanes to go defend America. So that's one of the main reasons why we need a long-range strike bomber.